Okay, Parakei Mishnah Yibbez. What you have to know for this Mishnah is, let's say the following scenario. Let's say there's a non-Jewish fellow who uses a metal pot in order to cook his pork. So he makes a pork stew in this pot, and a few minutes after he's finished with it, he takes it to the sink, he cleans it with soap and water, and then he gives it to you. And now you want to use it a little bit afterwards. Are you allowed to use this pot now in order to make chicken soup? And the answer is no. But why? Why not? What's the issue with using this pot? There's no iser of pork sitting on the pot. You can't see any iser. But the answer is that since this pot was used to cook pork, that means that there is a transfer of flavor of pork into the walls of the pot. That's how we view it in halacha. That there is, when there is heat along with liquid, you can rest assured that there was a transfer of flavor. There was a transfer of forbidden flavor of the pork into the walls of the pot. And therefore, even though you can't see them, the presumption is that if you were to now use this pot that the guy had just finished using, but if you were to now use this pot to cook chicken soup, we would say that there are belials, there is absorbed flavor of iser that are now going to seep out from the walls, again, because you're heating up the pot along with liquid, and you are going to cause that forbidden flavor of pork to come out of the walls and permeate your chicken soup. So what do you do now if you actually want to use this pot? Is it ever possible to take a used pot and use it for kosher food? And the answer is you have to kosher it. And that's what this Mishnah is discussing. The different methods of koshering different kinds of pots. So says the Mishnah, Halokeach klei tashmish min hagoy. If a person acquires klei tashmish, these various utensils, food utensils, from a guy, es shedarko lahatzpil, that which its way is to dip, yatzpil, he should dip. What does that mean? So the simple understanding of this Mishnah, of this line over here, is that something that is typically used by dipping it, meaning by using cold water with it, yatpel. Then how do you kasha this? The only thing that you have to do is you have to rinse it off with cold water. That's the simple understanding. And what's the idea here? Again, the idea is that because there's no heat involved in the usage, so if a guy would use this pot, and the way that it's typically used is by putting cold water in it, or if you bought glasses from him, and the only thing that he ever used those glasses for is cold. So if it's something that's typically used by using with cold water or something cold, then the only thing that you have to do in order to kasher it is you have to rinse it off. You have to rinse it off in cold water. Lahagil, but something that's used by boiling, yagil. Then how do you kasher it? You have to kasher it by boiling it. So going back to our pork example, if you're buying a metal pot from a guy and it's a used pot and he used this for treif. So now if you want to kasher this pot, how do you kasher it? Well, the way that he used this pot was by boiling things in it, by boiling pork in it. So how do you kasher it? You kasher by boiling up water with this pot. Okay, and that's how you would kasher it. Just use a whole tank of water and fill it up and boil up the water, and that causes all the iser to come out. All those flavors, the absorbed iser from the walls are going to come seeping out, and that's how you can kasher this pot. Lelabin ba'or, things that are used to be malabin ba'or, that the way that you use them is by literally what this would mean is by whitening them in fire. And of course what this means is that you use them on an open fire. So let's say you have a spit or a grill that you put this juicy piece of steak on the grill, and the way that you use this grill is just it's on an open fire. So how do you kasher this grill? If a guy would have used the grill for cooking non-kosher steak, so how do you kasher it? So the way that you kasher this, yalabin ba'or, you should whiten it with fire. Again, the way that you do it is that means that you have to fire up the grill and kasher it that way. Hashpud v'ha askala. Now, shpud is a spit, and an askala is a grill. So if you have a spit or a grill, malabnan ba'or, you whiten them in fire, with fire. That's how you kasher those things. And of course, we have to figure out why it is that the Mishnah spelled this out, if we already gave you the principle a second ago. Hasakin, a knife, Shafa vihitor. What do you have to do in order to kasher a knife? If you acquire a knife from a guy, so how do you kasher this knife if it was used for treif? Shafa. Shafa means he has to rub it. Vihitor, and then it is pure, meaning then it is kasher. It's kashered. So how do you rub it? Different possibilities. Maybe you stab it in the ground a bunch of times, or you scrub it down, you scrape it down with some sort of a stone. Okay, either way, that's how you kasher it. Okay, so to summarize very briefly, what do we have in this Mishnah? The major principle, underlying principle of this Mishnah, is that the way that you kasher something is by exposing it to the same thing that it's typically used for. So, if you're buying some sort of a pot from a guy, a sort of anything. So, if it's the way that you use it is by using it with cold water, then the way that you kasher it is by using cold water to wash it off. If the way that the guy uses it is by using it to boil things up, so then all you have to do is boil it up with a clean pot of water, and then that's kasher. If the way that it's used is by libun, is by just putting it on open fire, so the way that you kasher it is by submerging it in open fire. Examples of that would be a spit or a grill. And what about a knife? The way that you kasher a knife is by rubbing it down.